Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's talk high school cross country with Mercer County Golden Eagle Junior Ingrid Hayes, coming off the Anawan Weathersfield Titan Invitational to start the season. How does the cross country season feel so far for the Eagles?
So far, we are having a great season. Definitely first races, we had a lot of mixes of goods and bads. Our first race, we actually had three people who had personal records, their lifetimes, and they got shaved off by quite a minute, but some of us, we just did not have great races. I was off my personal record by about a minute and a half.
So what type of course do you prefer to run on?
I am not much of a course person. Yeah, like big hills sometimes kill me, but my biggest thing is I'm the person who loves running in cold, rainy weather. Like, it's just my best times. If you look at the weather, and it doesn't even really matter the course. The courses that are supposed to be super fast, they don't always have my best times unless it's super cold and rainy. It's the weirdest thing.
So Mercer County has a junior high cross country program. How did you kind of pick up this sport then?
I had a lot of friends who were like trying it and doing it, and it started fifth grade year that we could have done it, but I just kind of wanted to get it figured out. Fifth grade year, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have people hold my hand anymore. It's kind of just free liberty. And so I was like, so I tried it my sixth grade year and I liked it. My first year I was not good, but I liked it, so I stuck with it, and here I am.
So what do you enjoy the most about, they call it the art of racing, where most people think that you shoot the gun up in the air and then you run 3 miles, but there's much more to it than just that. So give us kind of the 101 course of cross country and how it works strategy wise for you.
Well, so we have this saying, the first race you go out, the first mile you go out smart, the second one you go like for mileage, so you go first you think smart, then you race, and then in the last one it's just competition, getting as many people plucked off the list as you can to either medal or get more points for your team. And so basically at the beginning, I am the person, I get really nervous before my races. Like, I'm like sweating, I'm like, all right, can we just get this going? And then the gun goes off, and the first 7 to 10 seconds is what we call free energy. And those are basically you sprint and you get out as fast as you can above the pack. And then you settle into your pace. And that first mile, you're just trying to get into your rhythm. My toughest mile is always the second mile. The second mile is one of the hardest miles of the whole 3 mile race. It's just because you're like, okay, I've made it past a mile. I was like, two more to go. But sometimes it's just like, oh man, you just got this whole mile. It's not like you have the beginning to like get you going, or the end where you're like, all right, I'm done, let's just get it done with. So it's a lot of, oh hey, just get through that second mile, keep going, keep pushing.
So it's more than just one running against the competition, and more than running against the clock.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times if it is a day that you are, a lot of the races you don't run by yourself. There are usually always people around. But if there is a time when you're finishing and there's nobody around to like, oh, let's sprint and go get them or this and this, it's basically just racing the clock. So, yeah, one of the things we do try to do is get as many people taken off as we can, especially from like the bigger competition teams. But a lot of it is racing the clock, racing yourself, pushing yourself to be better.
So the Anawan Weathersfield Titan Invitational, that's a pretty big meet. What did you, so you finished, you had a pretty good time and pretty good place. What did you think there?
I love the competition there. Some of the smaller meets we go to, there's not as much competition, which are nice if you're trying to work on, oh, hey, this is something I need to work on, this technique is better for me. But the bigger races I really like more because it's pushing yourself on a whole nother level with the other competition.
All right, so this won't be, so you're in Kewaunee earlier this week, but mm-hmm. this won't be your only time in Kewaunee this week, and it won't be a cross-country related event. So what else are you going to be doing in Kewaunee this coming weekend?
So I am the first runner-up at Kewaunee Miss World Festival, and that is basically, you were basically the queen or the runner-ups of Kewaunee Hog Days, and Kewaunee Hog Days is this weekend over Labor Day weekend, and we get to go out there. We hand out ribbons for people in the races. And because they have what they call their hog jog, which it kind of reminds me of our rhubarb fest, but theirs is just full of pigs instead of rhubarb. And I'm really looking forward to it. I've never been to Hog Days before, but so that's one thing that we get to do there in Kewaunee. So
how weird will that be that you're handing out ribbons at a race instead of participating in it?
It's weird. I asked them, and they told me I technically could run the 1 mile. I would just have to get, like, ready super, super quick. And I thought about it, but I was like, oh, man, I don't know. But we'll see. My family's actually staying down there. We're camping down there just so it's easy, not the hour drive back and forth, yeah. back and forth. So that'll be fun. I'm excited.
So you're 2 years removed as the junior miss at Mercer County Fair. Your interest in pageants, I mean, kind of explain that. And can you, like, compare and contrast with, you know, maybe an athletic competition to a pageant competition? Are there any similarities between the two?
I mean, one thing that people always say is, oh, pageants, like, they're ruining girls. And I am a big person that is against that. Because one thing, I've had experiences where I've won, where I haven't gotten anything, and I've got first round. There's, like, a whole mix of things that you can get. And the big thing is, I am such a people person, so I always make a lot of new friends, and that goes for being in pageants and for competing in races. There are girls that I see and girls that I still communicate with that have already graduated from racing, and not even from our own team. I have a close friend from Sherrard, and yeah, Sherrard's big rivalry, but you get close to those people. You're going through the same sweat and sometimes tears with them, and it's a really great experience in both of those, that you just get to know people so well and get to learn with them.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of the cross-country season and enjoy Kewaunee Hog Days this weekend, Ingrid
Hayes. Thank you so much.
All right, that'll do it for the High School Sports Spotlight. Jim Taylor on WRMJ, WRMJ.com.